In the days when London Bridge was lined with shops from one end to the other and salmon swam under the arches, there lived at Swaffham in Norfolk a poor peddler. It was as much as he could do to make his living, trudging from village to village with his pack on his back and his dog at his heels, and when the day's work was done, he was only too glad to lie down and sleep. Now, one night he had a very vivid dream, and in this dream he saw the great bridge of London town, and a voice told him that if he went there, he would hear something to his advantage. He took little notice of the dream at first, until he had it again the next night, and again the night after, the very same dream. Well, then he said to himself, I think I'd better try this out and see if there's anything in it. So away he trudged to London town, over 100 miles away. Hard was the road, and right glad he was when at last he stood on the great bridge and saw the tall houses to right and left and the water flowing under the arches and the ships sailing by. All day long he walked up and down, but he heard nothing that could give him the least clue. And the next day was the same. He stood and gazed and paced the whole length of the bridge backwards and forwards, but neither saw nor heard anything. Well, on the third day, as he stood and gazed down into the water, one of the shopkeepers came up and spoke to him. Why do you stand about on the bridge day after day? Have you something to sell, my friend? No, I haven't. Are you begging, then? Not as long as I can keep myself. Then what's your business? What are you doing here? Well, sir, to tell you the truth, I dreamed that if I came to London Bridge, I should hear something very much to my advantage. Well, when he heard that, the shopkeeper laughed till the tears ran down his cheeks. Oh, dear, 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 he said, you must be a silly fool to make a journey like that on such a silly errand. I'll let you into a secret. I myself dream a lot. Indeed, only last night I dreamt I was in a little place called Swaffham. Silly little place I'd never been to in my life, up in Norfolk somewhere. I dreamt I was standing in an orchard behind a peddler's cottage, and in the middle of the orchard there was a great oak tree, and a voice in my dream told me that if I digged underneath that oak tree, I should find a great treasure. But do you suppose I'm going to be such a silly fool as to go on a long and wearisome journey just for the sake of a silly old dream? Not me. You learn from someone wiser than yourself, my friend. You get along home again and forget all about it. Well, when the peddler heard this, he didn't say anything. He was too excited to speak. He just went off back to Swaffham as hard as he could go, and he dug underneath the great oak tree in the orchard behind his cottage, and there, sure enough, he found a tremendous great treasure hidden away in an old iron box. And he grew very rich and built the great church at Swaffham, and when he died, they put up a statue to him. And there it stands in the middle of Swaffham High Street to this very day, and underneath it are written the words, "Dreams can sometimes turn to gold." And so they can.